Thank you for tuning in and listening to Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries, where we strive to connect you with relevant biblical teachings for the world we live in today. Now for today's broadcast with our guest speaker.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We say thank you for your love, your mercy, and grace upon us. We ask that you bless our veterans, and especially the ones that are still out there protecting our families, protecting our freedoms. Bring them home safely, and let us never forget the ones that gave their lives. Let us not take our freedom for granted this morning. We ask that you bless the offering, and that we would be good stewards of all that you have given us. And all of us said, Amen. So let's stand.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Amen. You guys be seated.
Good morning, church.
Morning.
This time we're going to pray for our three. Prayer is amazing. God hears our prayers. It's the one gift that we can offer people that God hears and he accepts. It changes lives. It changes hearts. It changes communities. Your three are on your heart for a reason. That person may stifle you, he may, or she may do you wrong, and they may not. But that person is on your heart. God and the Holy Spirit has placed them on your heart. That's what we have to honor. So I'm going to pray. So as I pray, if you would, please pray for your three. Hold them high. Prayer works. It's the only thing that I know works, is prayer works, and the Holy Spirit is so strong. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for who you are, for how powerful and mighty you are, Lord. You are the Creator, the one who whispered everything and said it, and guess what it was? The one who rested on the seventh day because he saw everything and knew it was good. You are the one, O Lord, that blesses us and guides us and fills us, Lord, and allows us to come here today as one community, as one church, as one family for you. I ask you, Father, that right now we hold our three up, that you hear our prayers, that you grant our prayers. And not only that, Lord, that you let that individual know we're praying for them, Lord, that their hearts will be changed, their bodies will be changed, their souls will be changed, Lord, and everything they do, Lord, will be blessed by you. Not only that, Father, I ask that you bless us as we pray for them, Lord. Help us, Lord, to go forward and be an awesome and powerful and mighty army of God going forward, Lord, to help spread the gospel for your glory. I ask these things in your holy name, Lord. Amen.
All right, can we stand and we'll start our worship.
Turning back, raise the banner high. It's not for me, it's all for you. Let the heavens shake and split the sky. Let the people clap their hands and cry. It's not for us, it's all for you. Thank you. we worship, we praise all the songs that we sing. It's a reflection of our ever-changing life, the best we have to offer. We don't just lift up our hands, but we lift up our lives. For you are worthy of our praise. Rescued from darkness, we are walking in marvelous light. Oh, we are children of the King. You are worthy of all our honor, glory, praise, and power, King of the
today.
Stop right there when you see those boots and the uniform coming your way. Get off the cell phone and look them in the eye and drop that old briefcase. If you want to see what a hero looks like, this might be your chance. Before you go back home to your safe little world, y'all, don't you understand? These are the men and women that keep us living safe inside our home. And if it took 1 minute, your head would be spinning to see the things that they know. So stop what you're doing and walk up to them and tell them how much it means. And every night when you drift off to sleep, they're all across the planet making sure you're free. Stop when you see a uniform. Don't you know who you just walked past with your headphones in today? You're all concerned with your own little world just outside the terminal gate. They're coming on from a whole nother world that we know nothing about. So the least we can give them is a standing ovation. It's time to hear a shout. These are the men and women that keep us living safe inside our homes. And if you took 1 minute, your head would be spinning to see the things that they know. So stop what you're doing and walk up to them and tell them how much it means. That every night when you drift off to sleep, they're all across the planet making sure you're free. Stop when you see a uniform. Oh, These are the men and women that keep us living safe inside our homes. And if you took 1 minute, your head would be spinning. The things that they know. So stop what you're doing and walk out to them and tell them how much it means. And every night when you drift off to sleep, yeah, they got it covered, protecting you and me. Stop when you see a uniform. God bless USA.
Well, Father, we just say thank you that we can actually congregate here this morning in freedom, that we're not hiding with our faith. So bless the brothers and sisters in all of the other countries that are persecuted because they can't meet like us. So we thank you for that freedom. Let us not take that for granted. You are so good, Father. We just worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to turn it over to Jeff with a children's message.
Thank you. Is this on? Okay. If all the children want to come up here, I'll sit on this side today. You guys want to come up and sit down in front here? That would be great. Wow, we got a lot here today. That's awesome. Let's see, how many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16. So I'm going to need 4, Ann. Ann's not listening. I'm going to need 4 extra. You can get it later. Okay. So, how are you guys? Okay, so I got a lesson to teach here today, and it's not about Veterans Day, but we're close to getting, has something to do with harvest time.
Pumpkin.
No, it's about being thankful. So it's
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it kind of goes with Thanksgiving, but it doesn't have to be Thanksgiving that we're thankful. It's all the time we're supposed to be thankful. So have you ever felt that you don't have anything to be thankful for?
No.
No? Well, well, us adults do sometimes, believe it or not. I think, yeah. But is being thankful easy? Is it easy to be thankful for what you get?
No.
Yeah, I think sometimes it is, sometimes it's probably not. And what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Everybody listen. For your family, okay. Lucius, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my family and
life. Okay. Okay. All right. So, now the next question is, have you given thanks to God for the things that you're thankful for?
Oh, I know God.
That's good. So we should all be thankful for what God has given us, and we should thank Him for it. How about after I'm done with the lesson, okay? Okay, so so we all have so much to be thankful for. If we are thankful for what we have, and we're not focused on what we don't have, we're going to be happier. So I brought some things here that we're going to talk about what we can be thankful for, but our Bible lesson is our Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So, what can I be thankful for with this empty bottle of water?
I'm breaking it.
Breaking it? No. Well, I can be thankful for what was in it, right? You guys can put your hands up. Because I got to enjoy some nice cold water. So that's one thing. And you know what else? I can be thankful. I can reuse it. I can put more water in it. I can go out to the water fountain. Yeah, we can recycle it. That's right. So that's something I can be thankful for this. And then, guess what? Look at all these things here. Does anybody know what? These are game pieces. And they're all different colors and shapes. And it's like us. We're all different, aren't we? And we can thank God that He made all of us. And that even though we're not the same, it's probably great that we're all different, right? And on top of that, I can be thankful that, well, I get to play games with my friends and family. So I can be thankful there. All right, what else do we have here? Oops. What is this?
It's a
player. It's an old battery, that's right. It's an old battery. Well, what can I be thankful there for?
Charging your tablet.
Yes.
Charging your tablet.
Yeah, electricity makes our lives convenient, doesn't it? So I can thank God that He has given us convenience. I can thank God that He gave us games because this powers games, right? And again, we get to play games with our friends. So, so I want to challenge you guys. When you go home, I want you to find something in your house that you can be thankful for, okay? And remember to thank God for it. So after the service, I have bottles of juices. So come see me after church, and I'll give you all a bottle of juice. And you can take it home, and then even when it's empty, you can remember what was in it and be thankful to God for it. All right? All right, let's pray real quick. Dear God, help us all to have the spirit of thankfulness in whatever places in life we are in. Let us just look to You and be thankful, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, don't forget to come see me after church.
Good morning. Am I too loud or do I need to be louder? No, we're good? Awesome. Well, a lot of you have seen these out in the narthex, out in the little area there, and they're called Operation Christmas Child. It's a little shoebox. So this is our last week. So I ask you this, what would it be like if we woke up Christmas Day and had nothing? What would it be like for you? Would you still be thankful? Sad. Mad? Cindy Lou Who? Mad? OCC isn't just about the gift, right? It goes into areas that they may have no idea what Christmas is. It's what we put in it. Isn't that what counts? Come on. You know how this works. The longer you don't interact, the longer I'm up here. So let's try it again. Is it what goes in? Is that what counts?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Thank you. But as us, we can take these boxes and put little gifts in it, right? A little Christmas gift, yeah? But that's not the gift. It goes to Franklin Graham and their ministries. And they put the best gift ever in this box, which is a Bible lesson and a Bible possibly, and the word and the gift of God. That's what goes in these boxes. That's why it's so important. That's why every year I volunteer to do them, is because I didn't have Christmas when I grew up. I had, Christmas, but what would it be like with no Christmas? It'd be horrible, wouldn't it? Better yet, what would it be like for the child that has no Christmas, doesn't know what it stands for, and doesn't have the opportunity to find out who Jesus is? Church, that's what we're doing. Next week is our last week, and there's still boxes out there. I'm challenging you guys. I'd love to go out there and see not a box. Because every box we fill is potentially a soul for Christ. But what if it's a young lady who gets a box and she accepts Christ? And as she grows up, she continues with Christ. And then she takes that gift and she passes on to her children. Then guess what? We've helped assist two individuals to Christ. That's the little commercial of how Operation Christmas Child is so important. If you have a question, I'll be here. Ask, and we'll go over it. All right? So what's it like to be bold within the world? Can we honestly, how many of us, all right, I want to see, how many of us are introverts? Come on. I'm an introvert. How many are extroverts? Yeah, there we go. Believe it or not, for the most part, I'm an introvert. I'll come out of my shell when I can find something to relay on. If I can relate with somebody on something, I'm out of my shell. But the rest of the time, I'm like a turtle with his head poked in, kind of going, what do I do here? I'm going to chew my nails. So boldness in the world is really important for us. As Christians, we need to be bold. We need to be able to stand on the foundation of God and take that foundation and pass it on. So about the last 8 months was horrible for me, absolutely wretched. I spent time away from the church. I spent time working on an off shift. I spent time away from my family. You guys are my family, yes? Wow, we got three. Okay, I'll accept you. Come on over. We're eating at 1 o'clock on Thanksgiving. We're having pork shanks. You'll love them. Sorry, guys, you left out. But the point is, we're family. We have something in common, right? We have the Holy Spirit. We have the gospel of God within us, just permeating like a percolator. That's the boldness I'm talking about. But see, when you're out of church and you're away from the family, we're weak. Can we agree with that? Oh, yeah, I heard one. Sorry. We are weak because we don't see what's coming. Right? A lot of times, you know, Pastor talked about having the blinders on, didn't he? A lot of times when we're out of the church and away from the church family, what are we doing? Oh, we've got to go to work. Oh, we've got to eat. Oh, we've got to shower. Oh, we got to do this again. And that's where we are. We're getting that routine, that robotic routine of, I got to make it through the day. I got to move on. I got to get what's going on. We don't have the loved ones around us to say, hey, Johnny, you got something coming your way and it's not good. You know, they're called shield maidens, right? We don't have that. We don't have that individual protecting us and holding us and guiding, or the armor bearers, help guiding us and directing us. We can pray. We can read our Bible. We can do our devotions. We can sing praise. But guess what? That's one. We're still weak. It's hard. We stumble. We don't have anyone to help pick us up. It's difficult. As we pray together, we get strong. Amen? As we sing songs together and praise, we get strong. Yes? It's true. I did more crying in 8 months than I ever have in my life when I was out of church. Our bodies yearn and our soul yearns for the presence of the Lord. That's why we're in relationship with Him. That's why He is called our Father. He protects His children. So those of you who are listening and watching, I appreciate every bit that you're listening and watching, but I'm asking you, if you don't have a church, come to our church, right? Amen? If you don't have a lamb yet, guess what? I've got the best lamb around. His name is Jesus Christ. Come, right? Come on. Yeah. Find a church. Get rooted in. You'll be stronger. If you're ever walking around weak and you're dragging your feet, you don't know what's going on, guess what? It's because you're not protected. But on the flip side of that, I'll say this. When you walk around with boldness of the lion and docile like the lamb, like our Savior, do attacks come? Yes, they do. But guess what? We have somebody who can protect us, guide us, direct us, take and love on us, not only our Lord and our Savior, but our family here, right? Amen. When you grow together, you become one. You become a Christian brotherhood. That is the importance of what I'm talking about. That is the importance of coming together within a congregation. We don't come, I don't know about you, but if somebody comes in PJs, you know what? Amen, they're here, right? Seriously. If somebody comes and sits down here, guess where I'm going to be? I'm going to be down there with them. I'm going to take my shoes off. I'm going to sit there with them, and I'm going to praise God. Seriously. If we can get them here and introduce them to the Lamb, they will stay. As church, we need to enjoy that. We need to understand that. This is why we're weak outside, all right? This is why I was weak outside. I'll put it that way, okay? I'll pick on me. How many of you love the books of Ephesians? Ooh, come on, Ron. You know where I'm going, brother. Yeah, come on. Exactly. How about Ephesians 6, 10 through 12? We're going to go there, but stop. It says this, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." That we are to be strong. That strongness is boldness. His might is everlasting. Can we believe that? Yes. Why? Because our word says so. Our word says so. And it goes further, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." But here's the part that I'm getting to is, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the age, against the spiritual hosts, the wickedness in the heavenly places." I'm telling you, the stuff we can't see is the stuff we fight, and that's why we have to be bold. That's what attacks the church. That's what tears the church down. That's what tears us down as believers, is we get so ripped apart because we don't have the full armor on. And guess what? Read it and you'll understand it, because I'm not going to go over it. We walk around unprotected. That's why I was weak for 8 months. That's why I cried for 8 months. That's why every day I got up, I'm like, I got to go to work. Right? My wife knows. My shield maiden, my bride, "Honey, you need to get back to church." "Yes, honey, I'm working on it." "Next week, honey, you need to get back to church." "Yes, honey, I'm working on it." The next time I come home, she started saying, honey, I'm going back to church next week. Man, I ain't ever seen a wife so happy. Amen. Yeah, look at her. She's blushing. She knows it's true. The second one is this, 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him. Stand fast. Stand in faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brothers in the world. They said it beautifully up here. We get to come up here every weekend, right? Not martyred. Guess what? We can profess the word, not martyred. Isn't that a blessing? Thank you to our vets, the ones now and the ones who died hundreds of years ago to give us this wonderful ability. That is what is important to us. All right, let's pray. We're going to get in the sermon. That was just the opener. He thinks I'm joking. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this house. I thank you, Lord, for the ability to come in. I thank you, Lord, for your word, your boldness, Lord, and the ability just to come with the family. Guide us and direct us, Lord. Protect us. Help our words come true. Please, O Lord, let everything I say be heard that is of value. Fill our hearts and our minds, Lord. Bless us with inspiration and guidance. In your holy name, amen. How many of you enjoy the books of Acts? Come on, I want to see hands. Yeah, absolutely. 8 months, God's like, read Acts. I'm done. Read Acts. I'm done. Read Acts. That's what I did to try to get uplifted. God put that in me because he knew it. The power of the Holy Spirit, the ability to understand his word and what he's giving us to guide us and direct us. So we're going to do a fast overview. We're actually going to talk in chapter 4, but to get to 4, you kind of got to understand what happened before. So we're going to start with chapter 3. Here's Peter and John, right? They're together, and they're going to go to the temple. They go to the temple, they're going to worship, right? And as they're walking to the temple, who knows the story? They come across this what? Lame man, right? This lame man, he's there. He's by the gate, beautiful, right? You know, kind of know where I'm at. Paraphrasing here. We're still in the first part. And all of a sudden, you know, the lame man, he's asking for alms, and he's talking, and so on and so forth. I'm getting a couple nods. That's good. So that tells me I'm where I need to be. So what's Peter do? It's miraculous, right? He goes, look at us. Can you imagine? Look at us. What's he say? Gold and silver, I have none. But what I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise or get up, right? And he hands his hand down. But see, here's the awesome part about that, ready? He's asking for alms. Who can tell me what an alm is real quick? It's a coin, ain't it? Is that what it is? Are you sure? How about this? A trick question. This is what the real definition of alms is. It's a pouring out of something from the heart is what that is. It's something given that will change that individual's life. That's the interesting part about that, is that he's expecting an alm, right? But I don't have any alms. But what I have you, I'm going to give. And he changes the man's life. That's what an alm is that everything that you have within your heart and within your mind and within your soul, you're willing to pass on. And as he puts his hand down out of faith, that lame beggar touches his hand and he helps him up. And he says, get your mat. And he grabs his mat. Isn't that awesome? That'd be great if it stopped there, but it doesn't. It goes further. From there, what happens? Can you imagine Peter and John? Guy's dancing. Ah! You know, he's excited, the lame guy. He couldn't walk or anything for his entire life, right? All of a sudden, he's up on strong legs. His ankles are strong. His back is strong. He's able to praise God with his hands. He's able to walk into the temple. What about that? He's able to go in the temple. Yeah, amen. Do you think he was quiet when he walked in the temple? Oh, no. Could you imagine this loudmouth? There's no way I'd be, no way. And they go into the temple, and he's praising God, and he's jumping up and down, maybe dancing, whatever. And Peter and John, they're excited as well. And as they go there, they see that everybody runs or comes over to the lame man. And as they come over, they start wondering, and isn't this, you know, so-and-so? Well, yeah, he was out there for forever. I gave him some alms. But they gave him nothing to change his life. His life, in a moment, was transformed. All the people came rushing over to find out what's going on. And as Peter was amazed, now this is the same Peter, what? No, Lord, I don't know you, right? This is the same Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. This is the same Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. This is the same Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord. You know, I mean, I can only imagine that whole conversation, you know, going on here. It's the exact same Peter. So Peter, being overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit, starts to preach the gospel. And here's what he says, Acts 3:13-16. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorifies his servant Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One, and just asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And killed the Prince of Peace, whom God raised from the dead, whom we are witnesses, and his name through the faith in his name, and has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him gave him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. How awesome would that be? To be able to preach that. To be able to give that forth and let that, to have the boldness to give that forth. But then it goes further. Chapter 4, here's where we're at. We're chapter 4. Peter and John, they get jailed. Well, why do they get jailed? Well, they're in the temple and they're preaching the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, what comes? Right? The Pharisees, look at me. Hey, I've got my nice clothes on. And the Sadducees, hey, look at me. And the royal family, hey, we belong here. Look at us. Right? And they grab them and they throw them in jail. But here's the interesting part that everybody misses. I missed it for 8 months. And yesterday I told Angie, I was like a kid at Christmas. Angie, I figured something out. She goes, what? Church, what happened to the blind man? Or excuse me, the lame man. What happened to the lame man? He got healed. He was with Peter and John. What happened to him? Anybody know? He was professing Christ in the temple. Come on, help me out. Where do you think he went? Louder. He went to jail. He had to go to jail. Where else would he have gone? Think about it. He was out by the gate asking for alms. Boom. His whole life has changed. He walks in with Peter and John. They're professing the word, right? I'm sorry, I'm spitting. Those of you in the front row, good job. It's just blessings, right? But think about it. Peter and John and the lame man went to jail because they're professing the word. How would you like that to be? You know, all of a sudden your life has changed. Boom, at that minute, and not even maybe a half hour later, you're in jail. Trials and tribulations come, right? Right? As Christ's warriors, they come. But I'm going to tell you, let them come, right? Further in that story, what happens? It says this, in times of celebration, I put down this, the devil will try to trick us, but our God reigns. Tell you what, 5,000 people were saved that day, came to the belief of Christ. Is that not a win? Amen. A lame man just got healed. They professed the word in the temple, and guess what? They went to jail. Hey, amen. I'd be excited about that. Honey, please bring me like my favorite things. I'll enjoy it in jail. So like the next day, where are they at? They're in jail overnight, and they come and they have to sit with the elders and the scribes and the high priest. And as they're sitting there, Peter then gets filled with the Holy Spirit. It just kind of rains on him, and his boldness comes, and he preaches the resurrection to the Pharisees and scribes and their families. How would that be? Wouldn't that be awesome? I think that would be great. That the Holy Spirit gives us that ability to see and the boldness to see what's going on and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to give it right now. And you do, and you pour it all out, and you present it like you're told. Acts 4, 19 through 20 says this. See, where we're going with this is the fact that they were challenged by what authority do you get this? And they were told never to preach the word of Christ again and to be silent. Church, are we going to be silent? No, we ain't going to be silent. Are we going to be bold? Hopefully we can say yes, we'll be bold. And when we're challenged by what authority do we have, stop it right now. You can't do that. Well, I'm sorry. I have the authority through the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Creator, right? The Father, the Resurrector, right? Come on. That's right. This is what it's about. This is the excitement that we're missing in Acts. So Peter replies, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than God, you judge. For we cannot but speak of the things which we have heard. Have you not, church, have you not seen healings? I have in my family. Terminal throat cancer was me. Healed. Two of my sons, terminal. Get stuff together. They're going to die within the next 6 months. Healed. Amen. That's the new church. That's our Father. That's who the provider. That's who He is. Sermon notes. Here we go. Nice and easy if we're ready. Today is more of a teaching than a preaching. Acts 4:23. I labeled this the report. And it says, the report is either to be good or to be bad. That we as Christians, when we come together, just like Peter and John, right? They came together and they reported. They said, and they took and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all the things the chief priests and elders said to them. Church, that's us. Have a brother or sister and say, hey, this is what happened. This is what's going on. And share that with them. And guess what? They're going to pray. They should pray. Be it good or be it bad, they should pray. That's our job. Prayer is the one weapon we have. Acts 4, 24 through 26, I label it adoration, which means love, respect, and worship. That we love our God, that He is a loving God, that we give Him that adoration and that respect and that worship that He deserves, that we hold on to everything He has, and that we can understand that. 24 through 26 says this, so when they heard that, they raised their voices to God with one accord and said, Lord, You are God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in them, whom by the mouth of Your servant David said this, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things and the kings on the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against the high Christ. As we understand who He is, that we understand that everything He did and does. Acts 4, 27 through 28. Omnipotence is huge. God is all powerful. He has all control. He has everything. He was here yesterday. He's here tomorrow. Guess what? He was there today. Guess what? When it comes, He was here 100 years ago. You got the idea. He controls everything by His voice. Everything that happens comes through God. That God is a director of everything. We need to understand that when we pray. That not only that, but the fact that our God is a loving God and that we serve Him gracefully. 27 through 28 says this, For truly against your Holy Spirit, Jesus, whom You anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together to do whatever Your hand and Your purpose determined. Our God is an awesome God. Acts 4:29 through 30. supplication. How about the word petition or appeal? How about request? That when we go to our God, we give that adoration. We give that respect to God. That we move on to omnipotence, the understanding the power of our God. And then moving on to supplication, the request. Here's what they prayed. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant your servants that all boldness, that they may speak the word by stretching out your hand to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus Christ. That as we pray, God hears our prayers. That as we pray, God loves our prayers, just the communication. That as we pray, we grow stronger. As we pray, men, women, our families grow stronger. Grandmas, great-grandmas, your grandchildren grow stronger. Our church grows stronger. And finally this, Acts 4:31, gift of boldness. The gift can only be granted through the Holy Spirit. That boldness that permeates in us can only be granted through the Holy Spirit. Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Church, it's our time to be bold. There's souls in Mount Carroll. Young souls, old souls, middle-aged souls. There's souls in Illinois. Look at our boxes. Ours went to Afghanistan last year or the year before. How do you think those children felt about OCC? So I'm going to pray. If the band will come up, the praise and worship band. Think about it. Let God put it on your heart, church. Be bold. Stand on the foundation we have. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this word. I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you, Lord, for our veterans, for the ones who go overseas and serve home. I thank you, Lord, for the first responders who do what they have to do. Not only that, Lord, but just who you are, a wonderful and powerful, loving God, sending us Christ, and most of all, Lord, allowing us to bless others. Guide us and fill us, Lord, and help us to always give you praise and worship. In your name, amen.
Oh, Lord, you're my shepherd. You make me lie in fields of green. You lead me by the still waters. You restore righteousness to me. Though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil thing. For you are with me. And you comfort me. Surely goodness, love, and mercy will follow wherever I go. Surely goodness, love, and mercy will follow wherever I go. Surely goodness, love, and mercy will follow. make me lie in fields of green. You lead me by the still waters. You restore righteousness to me. Though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil thing. For you are with me, and you comfort me.
Church may be blessed this week. Everything you do and everything you touch. Bless the ones around you, the ones you come in contact with, and have a free and bold and awesome statement for Christ. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries with Pastor Tim Yoder. We meet locally every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for service. If this program has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We can be reached at mcchurchofgod.org or find us on Facebook at Mount Carroll Church of God, where you may also find a copy of today's broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, God bless. Have a great week.